Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Many times we find ourselves in our life that we need to correct someone. Teachers have to point out things to their students, parents have to point out things to their children, friends need to point out things to other friends. And the question is, what pattern should we use and what pattern should we not use? King Solomon in his wisdom, in Mishlei, Proverbs, chapter 12, verse 18, tells us the following. Some people, when they speak like a sword, and the words of the wise heal. What does that mean? Says the Vilna Gaon. This means if you just tell a person what they're doing wrong, you say, you're wrong in doing that. That's awful that you did that. Why don't you act better? These are patterns, are like a sword. They stab, they hurt. And you're not helping a person correct himself. The words of the wise heal. They hear our souls. They hear spiritually. They heal in all different areas. That's when you point out to a person a positive direction, how to enhance their life, how to make themselves a better person, how to make their lives better. That you point out, look at the beautiful way to do things. Like, let's say you have a teacher in class, and a student's not paying attention. One way is, what's the matter with you? You're not paying attention. You know, you're going to end up being ignorant your whole life if you keep this up. I mean, that's an awful program for someone's mind. You're conditioning in a negative way. And look at a beautiful way. You know what? Pay attention and listen. And as you listen, you're going to get smarter and wiser, more knowledge. You're going to have a much better life. Your life will be more enhanced in all different ways. It'll be beautiful. And the same with a parent. Child's doing something wrong. Let's say a child doesn't speak to the parent with proper respect. He says, the way you're talking is really awful. The other way is, you know, it's so beautiful when you talk with respect. I liked it so much. I appreciate it so much. So point out ways we can heal and always ask the question, what outcome am I after? What's my goal right now? Because the first thing that comes to our mind is very much, what's the problem? What don't I like? And that's the first thing in our thoughts, and therefore it's easy to say it. Don't. Be smart. Be wise. Because if you have a choice between pushing two buttons, one button that's connected with a machine, connect to your brain, and that makes you stupid and dumb. And there's another button that opens up the floodgates to the chemistry and the energy that opens your mind to more knowledge, to more wisdom, and enhanced life. Which button are you going to push? Of course, we want to be wise. Wouldn't it be great if the wisest person that ever was, King Solomon, is saying, you are wise? And the way to get wise is, think first, before you want to point something out, how this person can improve, be better, and do it in a very enthusiastic way, in a way that the person will be very happy to go along with it. A person will feel good about it. A person's self-image is higher. A person feels good about himself. The person will appreciate what you're doing. You're doing a great service. And sometimes you point something out to a person the right way, you enhance their life for always, and it's going to enhance the lives of people they encounter. So a lot of times when you're pointing out something, and you point it out in a wise way, how they can grow, how they can improve, you're helping this person and hundreds of people throughout their life. Because it's very fascinating, if a child grows up in a home where the parents speak very negatively, that's how they speak. That's how they're going to speak when they grow up. That's how they're going to speak to their spouses. That's how they're going to speak to their children. A person can be ruining their great-great-grandchildren just by talking the wrong direction. The words of the wise heal. Wise person sees the outcome. When you're giving your children, when you're giving other people positive messages of how they can be, how great their lives will be when they choose good paths, good ways, good direction, you're helping this person his whole life, and you're going to help every person that they speak to.